Radio St. Pete, I have a local girl from Seminole who has been famous for a very long time, and she is now on The Voice on Team Kelsey. Will you all welcome Miss Angie Ray? Welcome, Angie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your journey as a musician and a singer, and then we'll talk more about The Voice.
Yeah, absolutely. I started singing when I was very, very little. It was a preschool teacher that told my mom I should be a singer. It was because I was yelling the ABCs. She said I was louder than everybody else and that I should try singing. And so my mom took that and ran with it. She put me into singing when I was five, but I wouldn't open my mouth for the vocal coach. So she pulled me out of it for a few years and then back again when I was eight. And I started actually singing as a job for actual money when I was in like middle school, high school era. And so I went up and down the bars over there, like Indian Rocks Beach, and made some business cards on Vistaprint. And my mom would drive me around and take me to the front door, and I'd walk in and I'd ask for the manager. And I'd say, my name's Angie Ray, and I'm a singer, and you should pay me to play here. So that went great, and no one called me except for one lady, and I'm really thankful for her. She was the first person that called me to play some gigs.
And where did you play in Indian Rocks Beach? And I know you also played downtown even as in 2024
yes.
down at the Cowboy Bar, but tell us some of the places locally for our listeners on where you played here in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I've played all over Tampa Bay. So I've done Krabby Bill's over there on Indian Rocks Beach. I did Aqua Prime. I think now it's a Mexican restaurant.
Aqua Prime I know well. I used to run
yes.
it.
Oh, yes. I used to play at Aqua Prime. I've done Janice Live. I've done the Capitol Theater. I've done places all over the place. OCC. I've done Saltwater Hippie. The Brass Captain. So many places down there. It's my stomping grounds.
Well, you know, RadioSt.Pete.com is Sunshine 96.7, where local music lives, so we're going to be very excited to be playing your song. Let's talk a little bit about your father, and who made the courageous journey from Cuba to America, and your brother Ray's childhood musical rivalry. Let's talk about that, Angie.
Yes. So I have, my stage name is Angie Ray, and when I went, my name is much longer, much more complicated. So I was like, how can we change my name to make it a little bit catchy and a little bit like more fun? So we came up with Angie Ray, and it was after the two. I have more men in my life. All my brothers are amazing, but my dad, who is a dream chaser himself, you know, coming on a raft from Cuba, and you know how crazy that is to want a better life and actually achieve it. And then my brother Ray, who is the reason I sing, and he loves when I mention his name. He's he loves it just as much as anything else. So,
and where are you in the pecking order of the family? So how many brothers and sisters? And I know that I think you're 24. Is that correct, or did I?
I'm 25.
Wow, a quarter of a century and a rising star, for heaven's sake. So tell us a little bit about the family. How big is the family? Where are you in the family order?
So it's my mom and my dad, and I have three brothers, no sisters. I'm the only girl, so I get whatever I want, and I'm basically just one of the boys. I have my oldest brother, Carlos. He is technically my half brother, but I was raised with him. So to me, it's like if someone asks, he's my full brother. He's 30 or 31. Then Ray is older than me as well. He was born in 97. So he's got to be what, 27 or 28. Then I'm 25 and my little brother is going to be 25 he's 24 now.
Wonderful. So you got a break on Telemundo's La Voz Kids when you were very early, right? And then you reached the top 18.
Yes.
You have really infused country music with a Latin flair. Talk to us a little bit about that. And I see that you also were on America's Got Talent. Is that right?
American Idol.
So tell us a little bit about that trajectory, starting with really kind of finding your voice in the country music and the Latin heritage.
Yeah. So I auditioned for season one of La Voz Kids, which is basically The Voice for Kids. It's just on a Spanish network. It's on Telemundo. And that was an amazing experience. I had such a good time. I was 12, turning 13 at the time. And it didn't even feel like a competition. It felt like a bunch of kids hanging out in a hotel, doing, you know, wardrobe changes and hair and makeup and singing songs. So it was so much fun. I maintained relationships with a lot of those people that were on that show with me. So that was really, really cool. It was a taste of everything that was to come and a little bit learning about who I was and how everything works in the industry. And then after that, that elimination was really hard on me. I was really young. And I think being told no at any point in time in your life is really, really difficult. But if you tell a 13-year-old, you know, that you're not good enough, that can be really, really hard. So after that, I went through this like little lump, and I was in school, so I just went back to school and lived my normal life and was playing gigs and stuff. And then I got
school here in Seminole at that time, Angie. Did you go to school here?
I was at Seminole Middle School and Seminole High School.
Yay! And their band just made it to the Rose Parade. So you know,
they've
Seminole's got
been
a huge
doing that
tradition.
For years, they're so good and they're so deserving. I love the band there. They're very, very good.
Great. So even while you were in high school, were you still like performing with friends, performing at local places?
Yeah. So in high school, I was doing just gigging. And then I also worked a waitressing job at the time. And so I was tired of waitressing and then decided to do music full time. So that's when I actually started getting some opening act slots and did. At 15, I was on American Idol, and that was I'm so glad I was never aired. There was like a little snippet of me like walking past the camera, but I honestly am not, I'm so thankful that I didn't air, because I didn't, at 15, it's like you don't even know who you are. So it's really nice to have the opportunity to kind of like not worry about having to rebrand myself as I've gotten older.
That is so exciting. And so you've really carved out your own path, and you performed several nights weekly on Broadway. You've opened for country stars such as Winona Judd, Scott McCreery, and Tanya Tucker. How did you get these gigs? Tell us a little bit. I mean, it takes such resilience and drive to do this.
Oh, yeah. I laugh. I have, my mom always told us, you know, if you plan for plan B, then plan A will never work. And so for me, it was really important. You know, I'm not good at anything else. I don't want to do anything else. So I laugh because even the other day after my episode aired on The Voice, Kelsey Ballerini's label posted the video. So then I messaged the label and I was like, thank you so much for sharing. What's next is I'm going to come knock on your office door. You guys can listen to my music and then add me to her tour. And it's just been very much like that. I am always going to ask. I'm not scared to ask for what I want, and I'm okay with being told no, but that just means I'm just going to keep asking until I'm told yes.
I love that about you. I love that about you. Tell me a little bit, you have moved now from the Seminole area to Nashville. You went there. When did you move to Nashville? And tell us a little bit. Of course, I think that's just thrilling, by the way.
Thank you.
Us why you wanted to be in Nashville for our listeners.
Yeah, I officially moved. I moved to Nashville when I was going to college. So I came for a semester, decided to move back. I was homesick. And then I moved officially back to Nashville about 2 years ago. And it was really hard. I'm so close to my family. And what I love about you know, Seminole and St. Pete, that area, I mean, to just go to the beach every day is like to die for. It's like live where you vacation. So I had a really hard time deciding officially that I wanted to move to Nashville. But when I did, I'm really glad I did. The reason I think it's really important to live in Nashville is such a people industry. It's who you know, and being in the right place at the right time. So I wanted to be available if someone called me and said, hey, Angie, our co-write got canceled. Can you be here in 10 minutes? And I can do that living here. I can get in my car. I can drive to Music Row or to the studio or wherever, have those opportunities where if I were in Florida, I'd have to say, sorry, I don't live there. And I didn't want to miss any opportunities. I want to take advantage of all of them.
I saw a beautiful picture of your mom on Facebook. You're really, really close, obviously, and you
Oh,
know, it's
yes.
just so heartwarming. How did your mother feel about, before we get over to the voice, because I want to chat about that, but
Yeah.
how does your mother feel about this trajectory, and how has she been there for you? You said, I hope to one day be at least half the woman you are. Just made me cry. Tell us about mom.
Aw, yes. My mom is my best friend. I really have the most supportive parents, both of my mom and my dad. But my mom didn't want daughters. My mom has sisters, and she wanted all boys. So I think God knew what he was doing when he gave her me, because her and I are buddy-buddy. Actually, my mom is here in Nashville with me right now. So she, I think, comes here just as much as she's living in Florida. So she's the best. I'm really, really happy with the relationship that we have. And she's a tough cookie on me. She will be the first one to call me after I post a video and be like, hey, that wasn't your best performance, or that wasn't great, or you should maybe re-video that. So she pushes me, and I really appreciate her honesty. Even sometimes I don't want to hear it, but she's always willing to tell me when something's great or not great.
Well, Radio St. Pete folks, we are here. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. We are talking with the amazing Angie Ray, who went to Seminole Middle School, Seminole High School, is living in Nashville. Really, she's living her best dream. So let's continue on with Angie. Angie, you actually aren't totally new to The Voice. You watched it all these years. I mean, how many years have you been watching it? Did you want The Voice versus American Idol? I mean, where is that in your universe?
I have always been a fan of The Voice. I think it was a really cool concept. And what I really loved about it was the way that you could actually have a relationship with the coaches. So it was something that I had always looked forward to doing, and I had seen different people on it, and back, you know, there's so many of them. There's Ray Lynn and Cassie Pope and all those singers on it. And I'm like, man, that would be so fun. I just never thought that it would be me. So,
and yet it is you. So talk to us. Let us live vicariously through us. Tell us what it was like to audition, and tell us what it's like to be chosen by Kelsey Ballerini. Give us the scoop, girlfriend.
Yeah. auditioning was, you know, I perform full time. So I thought going into it, like, no way, I'm not going to be nervous. Like, I've got this. I sing full time. I don't even, you know, I get nervous on stage sometimes, but I can do this. Like, I thought for sure I had it, you know, ready to go. And it's funny watching it back, because you black out. The experience is like a big black hole in your brain. And I don't remember much of it because I was so nervous. And just getting any chair turn was going to be, you know, amazing. I was so excited to just have the one, and the fact that it's the one that I wanted, it was just so special for me. I love Kelsey Ballerini, and I'm really happy to be a part of her team.
What did you sing for your audition?
I sang Penthouse by Kelsey Ballerini.
Good choice, Angie. Good choice.
Yeah, good choice. I laugh when people ask me that, because I'm like, man, you know, why did I choose to sing that? That seems like the craziest idea ever. And honestly, I'm so glad I chose it, because I was so, at the time of the auditions, I was looping that song all the time. It was like the song I listened to driving in the car, in the shower, all the things. And so it was the one song I knew that I would never forget the lyrics to, even if I was terrified on stage. And there's nothing worse than forgetting the lyrics.
So what's been going on? I mean, so you did this audition when?
This audition was last year.
Okay. And so you've been filming the show now that it's in its season 27 premiere. Is that right?
So
you can't tell us anything, but you've actually gone through the whole show and recorded it, correct?
I can't say anything. I do know some stuff, but I cannot speak on it. So I am, right now, it's been this huge secret. I mean, I've known about it since not this last December, but the December before that in 2023. So it's been this really hush hush thing. And it's like, you know, it's like you've been to space, seen everything in the world, and you can't tell anyone that you've been to space.
You'll be so a good CIA person.
Yes, I think I would be a great hire.
So let's talk about clothes and all that stuff, because, you know, I know our girls out there want to know, like, how do you pick your makeup, your clothes every week? I mean, how do you create that amazing look? I just love, love, love the pictures I've seen.
Oh, thank you. I love fashion. I love clothes. I have a really specific, for me, it was really important, you know, when someone sees what I look like, I have a very specific brand. So my hair is really, really curly. I will sometimes straighten it, but for the most part, I get recognized when my hair is curly. So that's the first part of my outfit, is my hair. And I go through, you know, that whole process of doing my hair and everything. And then when I do my makeup, I love a really natural look. I growing up in Florida, never wore makeup. So it's really important, you know, to just have that natural beauty feel. And I really love when other girls are, you know, really natural. Or if you love makeup, wear makeup. Do whatever you like, whatever you love. And so that was really important to me. And I love sparkle. I am, you know, I'm
You're a bling girl.
Oh, yes. I have a sparkly guitar. All my stuff is sparkly. So my nickname when I was performing in Florida was Sparkles, because I would always wear sparkly things. And I'm also very, very girly. So in my blind audition, I wore this little white dress. And I've had a lot of questions about that dress. It's a House of CB dress.
I was going to ask you that then. Those fabulous boots.
Yes, the boots are Dan Post. I have a closet full of cowboy boots. My mom keeps asking me for a pair. She's like, don't buy them, just give me a pair of yours. And I'm like, I love them all, Mom. So the boots I wore are Dan Post. And I think everything that I wear, you know, boots look good with everything. So I just love that look.
I do too. And so, you know, what's so interesting is here's Adam Levine just returned to The Voice, Michael Bublé, John Legend, and Kelsey Ballerini. I mean, could you get, do you get to interact with them? Can you share a little bit about just the experience of being there on stage and studio and filming?
Yeah, absolutely. So the filming is a much longer process than what appears on TV. So, you know, my whole segment was about 6 minutes, but I think I was there for maybe about 25, 30 just in my blind audition alone. And so it's really important to understand that there's a lot that goes on that people don't see. And it's really interesting to get to just interact or speak to all of the coaches. You know, Kelsey is as genuine as she is in real life. She is very golden retriever. And if you watch my blind audition, I'm really thankful even to Michael Bublé, who had the great idea of asking her to come up and sing with me. So I'm really, really thankful for him. But you could see how they are. They are just, they're so cool. They're really nice. All of them are great. And they're, one thing I love about The Voice is even beyond just the coaches, the whole entire system, everyone is so super friendly, and the contestants are super friendly. It is a competition, so there's a little bit of that there, but everyone, it is just so sweet and pure, and I really valued that part of the experience the most, is the how genuine everybody was.
I just love that. And so The Voice airs every Monday, and it's so exciting that we're talking to you today, and I really want to ask you about the Tacova boots.
Oh my gosh, yes, I love them. I had no idea that's what the gift was. So they don't tell us what the gift is. If you're like auditioning later in the day, then you kind of start figuring out. But I did not know what the gift was, and I'm so glad, because that was such a cool gift. So they're brown Tacovas, and Tacovas are really nice boots. They last forever. I have pairs of them myself. But these ones say Team Kelsey along the top, and then on the heel of them, they have like the Voice logo, and then they say 27, which is season 27. And then the other boot has our initials on them, so mine are AR, and they are to die for. They're so comfy, so cute. I mean, just Leave it to a woman to give such a great gift.
I love that. So, Angie, in addition to The Voice, are you also performing now? And then let's talk about, I think you have a new album out, or a CD out, or a new
single.
Song?
Yes. I am performing still. I'm actually in the process. I still book shows all the time. So I'm booking all of this year already, even into the fall and into the winter of this year as well. So it's really been fun to like speak to everyone. And of course, The Voice offers opportunities that, you know, come just from the show itself. So it's been really wonderful to have people reach out and ask me to play their venues. I really only play full band shows now, and I just love it. It's so much fun, really entertaining, very high energy. And I do have a single coming out. It comes out February 28th. It's the first song that I will have released that I've written myself with a couple co-writers, and I'm really, really proud of it. When I thought about all the songs that I've written and what I wanted to release first, I wanted to release something that really spoke to my hometown. It's called Revving Back, and it's about basically I spent my whole life running away from home or wanting to be somewhere else just to keep running back to it. And I'm really thankful to my hometown. I think the messages and the comments have all been really, really supportive. I've had so many text messages and calls, and I'm trying to get back to everybody. It's been really hard because my phone's just flooded, which is so sweet, but I read all of them myself, and I want myself to respond. I don't want a team to respond or anything, so I'm doing my best to get back to everybody, but the song is just an ode to my hometown and just my appreciation of home and Florida and all of that.
Wonderful. And people, you can follow Angie on facebook.com/AngieRayMusic. And Angie, you have a website as well that people can follow you on. What is that?
Yes, it's AngieRay.com, and it's AngieRey. Very important to spell it with the E. So all of that is the same on all my platforms, my TikTok and my Instagram and my Facebook. And
that's wonderful. And we will share all of that with you when we post this incredible interview. I want to just read something that somebody has said about Angie, because she's not going to brag on herself. A powerful singer and artist, Angie Ray's music and voice transcends and touches your soul. Angie Ray inspires and moves you. She's a rising star with a professional outlook. I heard the audition. I was blown away. I want to know who influences you in your music, and who you're listening to going forward that inspires you as well.
I have a lot of influences. I originally started out in soul music. I think for me, what's really important in music is authenticity and believability. You know, do you believe what you're singing about? Do you? Because if you don't, then your listeners are not going to. And so for that reason, like, that's one of the reasons, aside from being Team Kelsey, I am a fan of Kelsey. I think she's personable and honest and kind and humble, and I love her for that. I really love Cody Johnson is another one. If I could sing with him, you know, once in my life, I would be so happy. He's real and honest and kind and just genuine, and I just lean a lot towards those kinds of people in music. Just in general, I also have my phases of my pop girl, like Sabrina Carpenter. She's just so sassy. So sometimes before a show and I need a little pick me up for some sass, I'll listen to some of her. But I think I listen to all kinds of music, as long as it's real.
So before we leave, I know that faith plays an important part in your music, in your life. Tell us a little bit about, in addition to being a go-getter and not taking no for an answer, talk to us a little bit about faith and how that has helped you and the values of family.
Yeah, I think faith is really important. When I think about what I love so much about country music is there is a faith aspect of it as well. I remember singing in church. I sang many, many Christmas Eves years and years over there in Indian Rocks. And I think there's nothing, I couldn't do anything without God. And I actually have a tattoo on my arm that says Audience of One. And it's on my left hand, which is normally the hand that I hold my microphone with.
Oh, wow.
And Audience of One is just that, you know, in a as an artist, as a performer, we live for the applause. We really do, for that, you know, for the love of everybody else. We want to be liked. We are people. And so for me, I have to sometimes remember that what I do is for an audience of one. And, you know, is God going to be happy of, you know, the person that I am? And so I always keep that in mind as a performer. And when I speak, you know, you're an influence to so many people. There's so many, you know, kids of all ages and adults too. And they look to you and they're like, man, you know, this girl, and what a great way to change somebody's life. And if I have the ability to do that, then I am going to take advantage of that opportunity.
So singers and songwriters, you've been listening to Angie Ray, Friends of Angie, Seminole People, Pinellas County, Tampa Bay People. Listen, if you heard her here at the Little Bars, look for her, we hope, at the Palladium or the Mahaffey. I'm doing a shout out. Paul Wilborn, book this woman at the Palladium. Book
yes.
her at the Mahaffey, folks. Angie, you'll send me your list of upcoming performances. We'll get that up. And we want to ask you for a parting words for your fans of The Voice and your fans in general, please.
I just want to say thank you. I am so, I feel so lucky to have the support of so many people, and especially my hometown. I love it there. I love the people there. I miss my hometown. And I am just so grateful. I hope you guys tune into The Voice and watch my journey unfold. And on February 28th, make sure to pre-save that song and take a listen to it. And just remember how thankful I am for everybody over there.
Well, thank you, Angie Ray. So tune in, folks, on Monday, 8 o'clock EST, 7 o'clock Central on NBC. It will be featuring our delightful Angie Ray. And thank you for being on Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.
Thank you for having me.